Thanks. Hi, I'm Gigi. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Gigi.
I want to thank you very much for asking me to come and share with you tonight, or today. It's very much an honor to be here. To qualify, I joined OA in April of 2010, and at that time I weighed 330 pounds. I now weigh 193, so I've lost quite a bit of weight. My highest weight was 367, so I was almost 400 pounds at one time. And most of my weight I've lost through OA, but you know, it's been a good experience being here. Initially, I lost 30 pounds my first year, and I was like really excited and happy, and oh, I lost weight, I'm abstinent. I was abstinent for a year, and then I relapsed, and I gained back the 30 pounds, and I was really not abstinent for quite a while, like a number of years. But I kept coming to meetings, and I kept doing the steps. I had a sponsor, and I was doing the steps. And also, I did a lot of service. I was on our spring retreat committee. I was on intergroup. I was the secretary for intergroup. So even when I wasn't abstinent, I was still working the program to the best of my ability. And sometimes, to be honest, I felt like a hypocrite because I'd come to meetings and I was still compulsively eating, you know, and it's like sometimes I would wonder, why am I here, you know, because I'm compulsively eating. But I just kept coming anyway because I've seen other people in the program, like my brother and my sister-in-law, work the steps and get abstinent and improve their lives. So I had hope that if I kept coming, things would change for me too. So I just kept sticking with it, even during those times when I wasn't abstinent. Then in 2015, it was a really hard year for me. My youngest brother died in 2012, and then my oldest brother died in 2015. So I had had four brothers, and all of a sudden I only had two left, and it was a real struggle. I was also working on my ninth step, and you know, the ninth step is not an easy step to do. You know, making those amends was not easy, and I took quite a while working my ninth step. Some of the amends I had to make were to people that were no longer living. And so that was not easy either, having to write a letter to them and to put my feelings into an amends that I couldn't even see the person I was making it to. I also made amends to myself, and that was an important amends to make. You know, I needed to do that. Shortly after I made my amends, I swear the ninth step promises happened for me. I don't know how or what, but I had like a spiritual awakening. And it was really weird. It was like one day I just said, you know, I never exercised at all. I just said, I'm going to go for a walk. So I started walking, and I was walking every day. And then around August of last year, I remember I was going to make dinner, and I'd always buy vegetables. You know, I always had the good intentions. I'd buy these vegetables that they'd rot in my refrigerator. You know, I would buy them, but I'd throw them out. And it was like I had plenty of vegetables in the refrigerator, and one day I just said, I think I'm going to make a salad. So I got out all the vegetables. I started chopping them up, and, you know, it was kind of fun. It was like for the first time in my life, I really felt good about what I was doing. So I had a little protein, and I put that in the salad, and I ate it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't like the taste of vegetables, so I didn't really enjoy the salad as far as things taste, but I enjoyed how I felt. And that was the spiritual awakening. It was like, I'm doing something good for myself and it feels good. So it was really strange because that was August and I've been abstinent since then. It started a chain of effect, a chain of events in my life, like first the walking and then the eating right. The next thing I know, I was doing volunteer work, which was something I always wanted to do. And, you know, there's these things you want to do, but you never get around to them. So I started doing this volunteer work, and that was really rewarding. And then the passion of my life, I started writing. And I'd always talked about writing, and I never did it. And I just, like, in March of this year, I just started writing, and I'm currently writing a novel. And it's like one day I woke up and I said, you know, I'm living the life I always dreamed of living. And I just felt so much appreciation for this like change that happened to me, this like spiritual awakening that happened last year. And, you know, I do have problems. I do struggle with things. But overall, life is like, I feel like I'm living the ninth step promises. You know, something happened and I'm actually living those promises every day. And I just want to encourage people that, you know, even when you feel like the program's not working for you, just keep coming back because I do believe it works for everyone. And it will work for you if you keep coming back. I can't say when, but maybe when you do your ninth step, maybe you'll have that spiritual awakening. But I'd like to end with a for today that really spoke to me. It's from June 19th. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. And that's from James Baldwin. There is a reason for each one of those 12 steps. I cannot pick and choose the ones I want to take and skip the rest. The thought of doing steps 4, 5, and 9 have made many a brave soul quake, and I am no different. But my longing to change my life is stronger than my fear. Like other oppressed people, I must gather the courage to face the forces that oppress me. Childhood pain, old ways of thinking and responding learned long ago. Taking these steps is an ongoing process, revealing new truths each time around. It is an interesting search and a rewarding way to live. All the promises of recovery can be mine if I want them. This program shows me what to do. So I don't know how we're doing on time. Are we way ahead of time?
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to overspeak, so I didn't write too much. But thank you very much. Mm-hmm.